Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and join me in this episode as I talk about what it takes to catch fish. Stick around and find out.
That's a good. Oh, he's fighting. Hey, that's a good one right there. And got the net. I'll have to bring him back up to the bank.
Can you get him?
Maybe. Keep the pressure on him in this swift water. Look at that, dude. That's a good one. Just right outside that current over there. Looky there, he's been fighting or something. See where he got scratched on the back?
Yeah.
This tape. Right at 17.
Man.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah.
Let's see how much he weighs. I actually got scale here. £1.98, so almost 2 pounds.
Ooh.
Ooh, 17 inches, almost 2 pounds. That's a good one.
Boy, I love a great day out there on the water. You know, there are a lot of different species of fish in here in the river, and they eat a variety of different things. And when you're out fishing, it's important to remember that some are attracted better by worms or bugs. Others may be attracted by crawdads, and some are sucker fish like the red horse or buffalo that mainly live on the bottom of the river and they feed on invertebrates and plants. And if you want to catch any of them, you may have to use a range of bait and lures, even maybe different techniques. But they all require one thing in order to be caught. You have to fish, right? That's right. You can't expect to catch something if you aren't out there fishing. They aren't going to just jump in your boat or maybe jump in your kayak. You have to go and get them. And there may be times that you might come up empty-handed, but at least you were out there. Fishing is more than reeling in the biggest fish. You're constantly learning new techniques, gathering tools and resources, and you don't get better at it just by sitting at home in your recliner, right? You know, have you ever wondered how the whole world is going to hear about the name of Jesus? Yeah. In Matthew 24 and 14, it says, "And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it. And then, what? The end will come." You know, it doesn't just happen by people standing around waiting for someone else to do it. We are that someone. God has created us with a purpose, each one of us. We have been given a commission to go and make disciples so that others may be saved and that God will be glorified. You know, the entire book of Acts is filled with examples of the actions of the disciples. I love that book. They knew in order to fulfill their mission, they had to act. And so do we. There are billions of people in this world, and they are vastly different from one another. While it may require various techniques to engage them, you know, there's one thing that's required. We, each one of us, have to share the gospel. We have to go. We have to actively engage, and we have to share. And you know what? I get it. You might be nervous. You feel like you don't know enough, like you'll say the wrong thing, or that they will reject what you share with them. And here's what we got to remember. You know, there are a million excuses, but we have to remember this. It's not our job to save them. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. But it is our job to obey. You know, that may look like going on a mission trip or starting a conversation about Jesus with a friend. It may look like starting a Bible study with a small group or even by sharing a gospel-centered video, just like this one, on social media. However we do it, the important thing is that we are following Christ's commandment to share the truth, teach others about following Him. Hey, do you need help? A lot of us do, I know. Check out this great tool from LifeWord that helps you learn what it means to follow Christ. You can use it to disciple someone just by walking through it together. How do you do that? You go to follow.lifeword.org to begin. Hey, the fishing season comes and goes around here in a hurry, and time is running out, and I better get back out there and do some more fishing. Hey, check out more videos like these at lifeword.org or follow us on social media sites like Facebook and YouTube. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.
What you got?
Got a largemouth. It's a nice one, too. I mean, it's a nice largemouth for the river. You don't really catch that many largemouth on this river, mainly smallmouth, but look at that. It's a pretty healthy fish. Caught it on the old crawdad tube. This tube has caught long-eared sunfish today, largemouth bass, smallmouth bass.